This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The National Labor Relations Board would like to have a little chat with Walmart. Last week, the NLRB issued its biggest complaint ever against the world's biggest retailer. It says the company fired or otherwise disciplined more than 60 people in 13 states for going on strike for higher pay. There will be a hearing on that eventually, but Walmart's labor woes go beyond just the American workforce. Employees in Walmart's growing number of stores in China are filing lawsuits against the company for the same kinds of things. Our China correspondent Rob Schmidt has that story.
In 1996, Walmart opened its first store in China in the southern city of Shenzhen. Wang Shishu was one of the company's first employees. He was hired to operate a dishwasher at the store's food court. His friends were jealous.
Everyone wanted to work there. I only got the job because back then, nobody in China knew how to operate a dishwasher. But I did.
Wang made a dollar an hour, a high salary in China at the time.
I could support my two children and my wife, and I covered our food and housing costs, too.
As China's economy rapidly developed, so too did the cost of living in China. But wages for China's Walmart employees lagged behind. China's economy is now 11 times bigger than it was 18 years ago when Walmart first arrived. In that same time, the starting salary for employees at Walmart in China has only gone up by 73 cents an hour. There's not much employees can do about it. The only workers' union allowed under Chinese law, the All-China Federation of Trade Unions, typically acts on behalf of company management rather than employees.
It's simply a boss's union, not a group that seeks justice for workers.
So in the summer of 2012, Wang collected dozens of worker signatures asking Walmart for better wages. A week after presenting the petition to Walmart and union officials, Walmart fired him. Wang sued Walmart, and in November, a Chinese court ruled in Wang's favor, ordering Walmart to rehire him. I meet Wang on the morning of his first day back at work, but an hour before he's scheduled to start, his lawyer calls. Walmart's just appealed the case.
They're probably going to try and negotiate a cash settlement, but I just want my job back.
China's always been crucial to Walmart's success. For decades, the country's cheap exports and quick supply chain helped the company maintain its low prices. Today, Walmart operates 390 stores like this one in more than 150 cities throughout China. It's a good match for China's shifting economy. The government wants to turn yesterday's factory workers into an army of restaurant, hotel, and retail employees. But Shenzhen labor lawyer He Yuancheng says Walmart needs to pay these workers a livable wage.
Only when all China's workers have money to spend will they actually consume more. If companies like Walmart don't pay workers enough, China's service sector won't grow.
He has handled dozens of worker complaints against Walmart. He says Walmart has a cozy relationship with the Chinese government's workers' union.
It's a win-win situation. The union gets tens of thousands of Walmart workers to join it, and Walmart can brag about having so-called unionized workers in China.
In response to a list of questions about how Walmart treats its workers in China, Kevin Gardner, Walmart's senior director of international corporate affairs, wrote in an email that no one at the company was available for an interview on this topic. Back in Shenzhen, another Walmart employee, Wang Yafeng, says after 11 years at the company, she took leave to attend a workers' rights march across the border in Hong Kong. She says after her manager saw her marching on the local television news, he fired her. When she threatened a lawsuit, she says Walmart officials scoffed at her chances.
They said they'd hired the best lawyers in the country and there was no chance I'd win.
A year later, Wang won her lawsuit against Walmart in a Chinese court. Walmart appealed the ruling twice. It lost each time. In the end, the company was forced to pay Wang 18 months of lost salary. The victory gave Wang a boost of confidence to go after a bigger target. Now, she says, she's suing China's government-backed union, too. In Shenzhen, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.